Hello, Vet Blast podcast listeners. Did you notice you can earn 0.25 CE credits with this podcast? After listening to this podcast, head on over to dvm360.com/flex and then sign in or register for a free account. Then select the podcast and follow the online prompts to claim your CE.
Hello and welcome to the Vet Blast podcast. I am your host, Dr. Adam Christman, Chief Veterinary Officer here at Fetch DVM 360. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Vet Blast podcast. I'm really excited to talk about top five tips from a dermatologist for treating dogs with allergic dermatitis with none other than Dr. Jennifer Schissler, veterinary dermatologist at Zoetis. And Zoetis is actually sponsoring this podcast. So how are you doing, my friend?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm so glad that you're here. You know, it's nice to have a veterinary specialist in dermatology with Zoetis Pet Care. And we're going to be riffing back and forth on some great tips and tricks here of dermatology. Could never get enough of it. So I always love learning more about that. So thank you for joining us as well. And to our listeners, if you don't know about our wonderful colleague, Dr. Schissler obtained her veterinary degree from Colorado State University. She completed her dermatology residency at The Ohio State University. She is uniquely qualified to be here with us to share her love of dermatology, given she has been a diplomat of the American College of Veterinary Dermatology for 14 years and has practiced for 18 years. She has extensive experience with therapies in the Zoetis dermatology portfolio while practicing in a specialty hospital in Louisville, Kentucky, and practicing at Colorado State University as a faculty clinician for 10 years, as well as via consultation with general practitioners. Dr. Schissler joined Zoetis as a full-time employee in February 2023 as a dermatology specialist, pursuing her passion to help vets enjoy dermatology and otology in general practice. Dr. Schissler has authored peer-reviewed articles, written textbook chapters, and has provided continuing education at the local, national, and international level. And we're honored to have you join us. So we're going to be talking about those top five tips from a dermatologist for treating dogs with it. So happy Itchy Pet Awareness Month, by the way, my friend.
Yeah, happy itchy Pet Awareness Month to you too.
Say that five times fast,
say
right?
Say that again.
It's August and we are literally in the height of allergy season with lots of itchy dogs with limited time and owners expecting results. It is important that ever that we as general practitioners gain the pet owner's trust when treating allergic dermatitis. So Dr. Schissler, what are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, happy Itchy Pet Awareness Month. And we've got a website. Be sure to visit it. It's itchypetawarenessmonth.com and it has practice resources that you all need to celebrate this and really help our clients and also our staff better understand these itchy pets. I think it's really important we see these itchy pets. There's always a story behind them. There's an emotional roller coaster that the client has experienced. Itch is a form of suffering. These clients are often frustrated. And it's important to recognize, and I think we all can observe this, that a lot of these patients, by the time they come to us as veterinarians, the clients have already tried therapies at home. They've found things on the internet and these things aren't working for them. So we can celebrate it when they come to us and ask us what is best for their pets. And when they're in a crisis of flare, it's important for us to reach for the most safe and effective things to help them through that. So my very first tip for you: use the highly effective treatments from the beginning. Don't just hold out for the most severe cases. We want to get these patients under control, help these clients as soon as we can. And I think we've all seen these cases where we really wish they were controlled better earlier on, right? So That's my first tip: highly effective treatments right from the get-go.
I mean, absolutely. These are our fur babies. I mean, we treat our children like, you know, our own, of course. And, you know, listen, I'm having a sprinkle party for Capone just because we're having a wonderful party. I mean, that's how we are these days. We love them so much. So there is a lot riding on our treatment plans, right?
Absolutely. That's why we have them, is to love and care for them. And There's a human animal bond research study, and they interviewed 200 pet owners in the United States, and 82% of them described their pet as a family member or a child. And I think all of us see this, we experience this within our own lives. So we want to manage these little guys as best as we can. And when we manage them safely and effectively right from the beginning, not only is that the best thing for these pets and certainly the clients, but also they develop trust with us and they develop trust with the veterinary process. And that's the best thing for the long-term health of these patients, right? To have a good general practitioner in their corner.
Absolutely. I mean, Dr. Schitzler, we know it's so important to find the underlying cause of the itch in these patients. So what is your recommendation for a simplified diagnostic workup, given how time-challenged and short-staffed many practices are now?
Whenever possible, let's try to keep it simple, right? Yeah. So I think we recognize that a lot, up to 40% of these itchy dogs that come to see us, they are experiencing a paretic allergic flare for the first time, or it's something that they're experiencing infrequently or seasonally. And my second tip is to focus on these three very important, simple diagnostic steps for any allergic flaring patient. And the first is to stop the allergic pruritus. We want to offer relief, and we can still figure out the cause by offering relief at the same time. And I have found over the years a really good tool to reduce allergic pruritus and dermatitis quickly is Apoquel or Ocalacitinib tablet. It can reduce allergic pruritus within 4 hours. It's also an anti-inflammatory too. So it has a lot of flexibility. We can use it as we need it. We can also stop it to see if our elimination diet is working, to see if our flea control is working. So it gives us a lot of flexibility. So stop the allergic pruritus. And for those acute flares, Apoquel's been very handy for me.
Well, that makes complete sense, of course. But my next question is, when would you use Cytopoint?
Aren't we lucky that we have more than one option for safe and effective relief, right? Cytopoint's particularly helpful when we have compliance issues where patients are difficult to pill or the client's going to be more compliant with that type of protocol. The other really great thing about Cytopoint is it's safe for patients of all ages. So if you've got a dog at less than 12 months of age, an allergy can start that young, it's okay to use. So my friend in Billings, she recently texted me and said, I just had an 8-week-old puppy coming in here with fleas, and we're treating the fleas, but how can we get this pruritus under control right now? And I recommended Cytopoint. It's okay for these young dogs. And the other nice thing about Cytopoint is it lasts for 4 to 8 weeks. So if we want to get that longer term consistent control, we can do that. It starts to work in most patients within 24 hours. So that's what we can expect of Cytopoint.
Okay, great. All right. So we've stopped the pruritus. So what's step two and three?
Step two, don't ever miss a chance to cure. So let's look for and treat for possible ectoparasites, right? So do your flea combings, look at how the patient is presenting, but when in doubt, rule it out with treatments. We don't want to miss flea bite hypersensitivity. We don't want to miss sarcoptic mange. Look for it, but also treat for it to rule it out. We don't always find scabies. And we have better treatments and more safe treatments than ever. My favorite class for this is the isoxazolines. They work so quickly for ectoparasites. So second step, make sure we've ruled out ectoparasites. Let's not miss that one. And then the third step, this is key, especially for us derms. We love cytology because we've got to treat the secondary infections. Although these yeast and bacterial infections are not typically the cause of dermatitis, they can add a lot to the pruritus, a lot to the pathology. A lot of these guys are not going to get better until the infection's under control. So we want to find it with cytology. And the benefit of doing cytology is we can tailor the appropriate therapy, especially now with antimicrobial resistance. Let's find out what infections are there. Let's treat them appropriately and follow up. And these first three steps, treating the pruritus, looking for ectoparasites and treating them, looking for and treating infections, that's the first three things we need to do for flaring dogs. And if we find we're having to do this and we're getting flares over and over again, that's where we really need to have that conversation of consideration for an elimination trial if it's non-seasonal. and really a discussion about long-term plan. But those first three things, all of us dermatologists do for any flaring dog.
Right. Yeah, so important, you know, but I know I should be doing skin cytology in all these itchy dogs. I get it. Yeah. But what if I just don't have the time or my staff lacks the training to do this for me?
One solution to that, because I know not everyone's really into cytology and staffing is really a challenge for us right now. One solution to that is VetScan Imagist. What you can do is get your impression smear, your swab of the ear and skin, stain it. You put it on the VetScan Imagist, walk away. And within 10 minutes, you will get a report on bacteria, yeast, inflammatory cells. And it's done with technology, with artificial intelligence, which gotta admit is more accurate than me as a dermatologist. So you get that accuracy. And then you can flex your people to working with clients and patients as that cytology is running. So that's a solution. Certainly educate your technicians on how to obtain and prepare and interpret cytology as well.
Right. All great tips that's out there. That's fantastic. I want to circle back again to Apoquel, because you mentioned Apoquel as being ideal to use to stop the allergic itch during the diagnostic workup. But what if I only want to use it for like a short time while I get a flea allergy or say like a hot spot under control? Is there any flexibility in the dosing protocol?
Yes. And my third tip here is that Apoquel can be used in this flexible manner. A lot of us will do this as dermatologists. Some of these patients will have a hot spot and will use Apoquel twice a day for 5 to 7 days, recheck and regroup. We may use this BID for a week or two, recheck and regroup, especially when the primary cause is flea bite hypersensitivity, for example. We may not need to continue Apoquel. So not every patient needs 42 Apoquel tablets for a flare. We can start and take recheck and take it from there.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm. And I have another what if, because listen, we have so many what if scenarios that happen in dermatology. Yeah. You know, it really does. It happens. So, you know, what if a dog was doing well on Apoquel or Cytopoint, and now the owner says it's just not working and the dog's having a flare of allergic pruritus? Should we switch to another antipruritic treatment?
And yeah, that's my fourth tip. Don't just give up on previously effective therapies if there's a flare. Because first of all, truth be told, flares happen. So even in the most well-managed of dogs, allergy is difficult to manage 100% of the time. So when it's reportedly not working, we need to take a look at the patient, see, are they off of ectoparasite control? Did they get infection that we need to treat? It's very important. Those are some of the most common reasons for reported failures when there was previous success. And loss of efficacy over time for Cytopoint and Apoquel is not common. So we need to look for the why. And of course, there can be seasonal flares, you know, a lot of times in spring and fall due to that high pollen. And that can happen in any allergic patient. And when that's going on, we can amend our therapy. We can add additional therapies if necessary. And then in the majority of cases, we can go back to that previously effective therapy. So we do have to acknowledge flares happen and look for the why. I will say that as derms, a lot of us have seen patients that have purportedly failed Apoquel and Cytopoint, and we investigate that. And these are some common causes for that.
Well, Dr. Schisler, I know we've discussed seeing the itchy dog for the first time and how to treat acute flares of the itch, but let's kind of pivot and talk more about chronically itchy allergic dogs. How can we help our pet owners manage these cases long-term?
Yes. And for me as a dermatologist, I love managing these chronic atopic patients, but I know it can be so very difficult for clients and veterinarians because it's tough. So my fifth tip is when you're managing a dog with chronic atopic dermatitis, you need to partner with the pet owner to develop a plan that's safe and effective for the patient, but also something that the client can continue, that's realistic and effective for them to keep using. We needed to provide an anchor therapy. So for chronic atopic dermatitis, what we term as an anchor therapy is a therapy that keeps that patient's allergic dermatitis and pruritus under control the majority of the time. And I sort of look at this plan like baking a cake, and the anchor therapy is the cake. It's the necessary thing that we've got to continue to control the atopic dermatitis. Now, if we want to make the cake even better, we have adjunct therapies, which are the icing and the sprinkles, and that's fatty acid therapy, it's moisturizing shampoos, it's focal antiseptic therapy if needed to reduce the frequency and severity of flares. But the anchor therapy is absolutely key. And a lot of dogs with chronic atopic dermatitis in general practice can be managed with anchor therapy alone. When they become more complicated, then the supportive therapies, the icing and sprinkles, if you will, become more important. And yes, in some of these patients that get referred to a dermatologist, they may have a double layer cake, but you got to have that anchor therapy. And that's the key. And a lot of us will see when these patients come off of anchor therapy, they flare.
I need to have some cake after this now, because we're already talking about the Capone sprinkle.
You got, I like food.
Icing and cake, right? So good, right?
Yeah, I mean, and the cake, I should talk about the cake flavors now that we're into the cake. So the flavors of cake that we use for chronic atopic dermatitis, these anchor therapies, Apoquel, Cytopoint, modified cyclosporin, immunotherapy, these are the known and proven long-term non-steroid based anchor therapies for atopic dermatitis that we use.
Okay, excellent. Yeah. And you know, we talk a lot about, you know, client education. It's so crucial when we talk about these particular scenarios. So how important is client education around chronic allergic or atopic dermatitis? And do you have any tips for increasing a pet owner's understanding around the incurable but managing nature of this skin disease?
Yes, I mean, the communication is absolutely essential. You can't tell them enough clearly that your dog has allergic dermatitis and we can manage it, but it is not cured. Clients need to know this clearly so that we can set a realistic expectation, and they need to know that flares will happen from time to time and that we have ways for them to contact us. So tell them clearly, if there's a flare, this is what I'd like for you to do. Some of our patients we get to know pretty well, and we can have a flare plan to have the client start and then contact us. So they need to clearly know that it's allergy, it's lifelong, we're going to manage it, it's not cured, flares will happen. And really what I've learned over time, as much as I love to explain things in detail, is that the more clear and concise I can make my recommendations and then explain the why, the better adherence I get. So if you can clearly and simply explain the reason for your diagnostic and treatment plan, that I think really enhances adherence. And of course, we have some clients that really want the deep dive, and we can give them the information and deep dive if they need that. But the clarity, I think, is very important for the compliance.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Dr. Schisler, this has been a fantastic discussion. Any final thoughts for our listeners?
Yeah, be empathetic, right? I mean, we see tons of itchy dogs, and we know that it's suffering. There are clients behind that, and we're here to help, and that feels really good. And you can be both caring, but also clear. So you can be caring, clear, and concise at the same time. Lead with the effective treatment. Don't withhold the best treatments for the worst patients. Let's get in it as soon as we can, get this patient relief. And remember, Apoquel, it can start working within 4 hours. So you've got those acute dermatitis flares and pruritus flares. You can give an Apoquel in the exam room, and later on that day, that patient can start experiencing relief. You can use it in a flexible manner. You can discontinue it at the end of trial. So don't forget the help that it gives you for these acute flares. And if your patients haven't already reminded you, it's Itchy Pet Awareness Month. So if you want to find more resources on how to better manage these guys in the practice, go to itchypetawarenessmonth.com. And I'm just happy to be here and talk about derm. I love it.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I absolutely love it. It's come such a long way, and there's so many great options now that are currently available. So yeah, absolutely. Well, doctor, thank you so much for being on the podcast. Dr. Schisler, everyone, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks, Dr. Christman. It's been fun.
My pleasure. Well, this podcast was sponsored by Zoetis, the makers of treatment, including Apoquel, Oclacitinib tablet, and Cytopoint. Important safety information for Apoquel. Do not use Apoquel in dogs less than 12 months of age or those with serious infections. Apoquel may increase the chance of developing serious infections and may cause existing parasitic skin infestations or pre-existing cancers to get worse. Consider the risks and benefits of treatment in dogs with a history of recurrence of these conditions. New neoplastic conditions, benign and malignant, were observed in clinical studies and post-approval. Apoquel has not been tested in dogs receiving some medications, including some commonly used to treat skin conditions such as corticosteroids and cyclosporins. Do not use in breeding, pregnant, or lactating dogs. Most common side effects are vomiting and diarrhea. Apoquel has been used safely with many common medications, including parasiticides, antibiotics, and vaccines. For more information, please see the full prescribing information at apoquel.com/PI. Apoquel indications: control of pruritus itching associated with allergic dermatitis and control of atopic dermatitis in dogs at least 12 months of age. Cytopoint indications: Cytopoint has been shown to be effective for the treatment of dogs against allergic dermatitis and atopic dermatitis. Zoetis is dedicated to changing the way we approach canine pruritus due to allergic dermatitis to benefit the pet, the owner, and the veterinary team. Visit apoquel.com and cytopoint.com for more information. Thank you so much to our listeners for tuning in. Don't forget to rate today's podcast. Helps us out significantly. And we'll see you next time right here on the Vet Blast Podcast. Take care, everybody. Thank you for listening to the Vet Blast Podcast with me, Dr. Adam Christman. Tune in next time. Remember, take care of your animals and always stay pawsome.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to claim your CE credit hour for listening to this podcast via dvm360.com/flex, where you can register or log into your free account. Then select the CE podcast and follow the online prompts. We hope you enjoyed this episode. And we hope to see you soon. And remember to always stay pawsome.